It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1456, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Hey there, welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily. Why is it so special? Well, this is where I answer your questions. So every Friday, I answer the questions that you send in. On the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you like an ongoing audiobook. Now, if you want to know more about me and my background and my credentials and why I call myself Dr. Neil, definitely check out one of the Q&A episodes from earlier this month. I believe it was on August 2nd. Goodness, it feels so long ago. But I'm going to spare you from all of that and get right to today's question and start optimizing your life. Today's question came via email. Andrea writes, "Is the keto diet good for a person in their 80s? Thank you." Thank you so much for the question, Andrea. For over 100 years, the ketogenic diet, or keto diet, has been used to help treat certain health conditions. Epilepsy is probably the most notable of these. But since then, and since world record-setting endurance athletes began swearing by the keto diet and insist that it played a large role in their athletic achievements, the diet's popularity has grown like crazy. So what's so special about the keto diet? How is it different than, say, a low-carb, high-protein diet? Well, it is really different, in fact. Now, let me start by talking about the typical American diet. For most of us, we eat about 60% of our energy each day, or basically our calories each day, from carbohydrates. 15% of our calories each day should come from protein, and most of us get plenty of that. And about 25% of our calories come from fat. Now, when we talk about a low-carb, high-protein diet, well, now we're talking maybe 20 to 30% of our daily calories coming from carbs instead of 60%. And instead of 15% of our calories coming from protein, we'll bump that up to maybe 25%, and then the rest comes from fat. Contrast this with the keto diet. The keto diet requires a person eats 10% of one's daily calories from carbohydrate, 20% from protein, and a whopping 70% from fat. So it's basically a lower carbohydrate, high fat diet. Now it's called a keto or ketogenic diet because this lowered consumption of dietary carbohydrate leads to the buildup of these things called ketones in the body. So what are ketones? You're probably familiar with one type of ketone, nail polish remover, also known as acetone. Acetone is just one type of ketone. And yes, when our bodies are in a state of ketosis, meaning the body is creating ketones, one of the ones the body produces is acetone. Now, if you were to follow a ketogenic diet over a period of 2 weeks or longer, you would end up in a state of ketosis, meaning your blood levels of ketones, like acetone, have increased to a higher than normal level. Now you're probably thinking, is being in a constant state of ketosis bad? Is it possible that following such an extreme diet could be actually beneficial? Well, the majority of published studies on the health effects of the keto diet have recruited elite athletes as participants. This means that the researchers didn't study the average person. Instead, they studied elite athletes, those that are in peak physical condition. And results showed that during activity specifically, these athletes did burn more fat as fuel and were able to improve their endurance. So it's often assumed that the ketones that our body builds up are what help this extra fat burn. Now we know that in the short term, when otherwise healthy individuals follow a ketogenic diet, it appears to be relatively safe. But when switching from a standard American diet, which is how most of us eat, which is again mostly carbohydrates, switching that diet to one that's mostly fat, you can expect some side effects. And in fact, when we look at the studies, we find that when individuals switch from a standard American diet to a ketogenic diet, they often complain of the following: feeling fatigued. Now, this could be the result of having low blood sugar due to the decreased intake of carbohydrates. Constipation is another side effect. And again, this is probably also due to the reduced carbohydrate intake because A lot of carbs contain dietary fiber. Another common side effect is diarrhea. That's because of the increased fat intake. Gallstones and vitamin deficiencies are other side effects. And in fact, when it comes to vitamin and mineral deficiencies, following a ketogenic diet may not provide enough B vitamins, vitamin C, calcium, zinc, phosphorus, and not really a nutrient, but something that's important, dietary fiber. Now, there are some recent studies that have shown that following a keto diet may influence the type and number of good bacteria in our gut, basically our microbiome. What we're finding is a ketogenic diet might limit the numbers of these good bacteria. As a result, it can change our bowel habits and possibly increase our risk for other chronic conditions. We're also learning that in some folks, eating a high-fat diet may increase the number of these things called lipid peroxides in the body. Lipid peroxides can form as byproducts when our bodies metabolize fat. So these lipid peroxides are basically created naturally by our bodies after we digest and absorb fat. But the problem is these byproducts, these lipid peroxides, may damage healthy cells. So we really don't want these hanging around in the body. Hopefully we'll have results of longer-term studies in the near future to give us a better picture of what's really going on. But what about the ketogenic diet for older individuals? So going back to your question specifically, Andrea, there are only a few small studies that have looked at the health effects of the keto diet on older individuals. And again, most of these studies looked at athletes. When we look at the studies that were performed in older individuals, we find that most of them looked at whether the diet helped with lowering a person's risk for developing dementia specifically. Other studies looked at whether it improved symptoms of Alzheimer's, which is a more severe form of dementia. Now, the diet has shown promise when it comes to preventing dementia and improving symptoms of Alzheimer's. But I was able to find one study that looked at the effects of keto on weight loss and insulin sensitivity in older individuals. The study found that when these folks followed a keto diet, they were able to lose body fat and preserve muscle. Sounds amazing, right? But if you know me, you know there's a catch coming. And here it is. All of these studies were performed in the short term, meaning 2 months or less. When other studies have tried to keep people on the keto diet for longer, they found that people tend to drop out. And that's because folks find it really challenging to follow the diet even within a short time frame, like 2 months or less. So it becomes really difficult to make health recommendations when so few are in the study sample to begin with, and then really few people actually complete the study. And again, let's go back to some of the other studies that were performed in elite athletes. Elite athletes have very different nutritional needs when compared to the rest of us. Even those that are active on a regular basis are already changing their metabolisms. And elite athletes have even more unique metabolisms. So Andrea, all of this to say that we still don't know how an older individual might respond to following a keto diet for longer than 2 months. Now, if this eating pattern does appeal to you, it would be wise to discuss this diet with your physician to make sure it's safe, given your current health status and prior health history. And if you and your doctor decide that it's a good idea to give it a shot, start very slowly. Don't jump right into the keto diet. That way, you'll prevent many of those uncomfortable side effects. Now, if planning a vacation stresses you out, check out Apple Vacations. For over 50 years, Apple Vacations has provided affordable, top-quality vacation packages. Just think of them as your one-stop shop for that next-level summer vacation. Apple Vacations will help you plan your entire getaway with confidence. That's personalized service, exceptional values, and so much more. They're known as America's favorite vacation company for good reason. Plus, you can choose destinations like Mexico, the Caribbean, Central America, Hawaii, and the continental US. Book confidently when you add Travel Protection Plus to your trip, which means you can cancel or change your reservation with no additional change fees. Now, for a limited time, you can use promo code SAND75 and take $75 off your stay at Live Aqua in Cancun or Punta Cana. Just go to applevacations.com /optimal-health-daily to get this steal of a deal to your favorite Live Aqua resort today. That's applevacations.com/optimal-health-daily. And again, thank you for the question, Andrea. Now, if you want to send me a question to be answered right here on the show, you can email it directly to health@oldpodcast.com. You can also call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD, or you can submit your audio question at oldpodcast.com/ask. All right. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through, and I'll see you back here over the weekend. And oh yeah, tomorrow is my birthday, where your optimal life awaits.